Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today there's an Indian legend as told by Arnold Marchand, an Indian of Okanagan tribe near the Confederated Tribes of Colville Reservation. This is an Indian legend from the people of the Nsilix. This is the language of our people, Lake Tribes of North Central Washington. It was a way the grandparents gave lessons on life, customs. A child would remember a story for years and its meaning. Long ago, before there were people like us on Earth, there were the animal people. It was a time that the animals could laugh, talk, and play much as we do today. One day, the spirit chief called the animal people together and said, "You all must have names. Tomorrow morning, come to my lodge, and the first may choose their name, and the next will take another name until all names are taken." The animal people were all very excited. Each wanted a proud name and power to rule the tribes or part of the earth. Sinkalip Coyote boasted that no one would be ahead of him. Coyote did not like his name. He wanted another. He was called Sinkalip because he imitated people and he thought he could do anything they could do. Sinkalip said, "I shall have my choice of the three biggest names, Hilau Naw, Grizzly Bear, ruler of the four-footed mountain people, Milkanoops, Eagle, ruler of the air and all the birds, or Ntti'ua, Salmon, chief of all fish that the new people used for food." He told himself that he would stay up all night. He lay down by the fire, and before long he was fast asleep. The sun was high in the sky when Coyote awoke. He walked to the spirit chief's lodge and announced in a strong voice he would be Hilau Naw. The spirit chief said that the grizzly bear left at dawn. The spirit chief said, "All the names have been taken except your own, and nobody wanted to take it." The spirit chief felt sorry for him and said, "You must keep your name. It is a good name. You are to be chief of all tribes. For the foolish and mean things you do, you will be laughed at and despised. That you cannot help. It is your way. To make your work easier, I will give you the Squawsing Coyote power, your own magic power." As he watched Coyote leave, the spirit chief knew he would not do a perfect job. He knew he would make mistakes. But it is most important to remember, everything and everybody has a purpose. That is why we must give thanks and honor all that is given to us. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.